welcome to the fifth episode of the JurassicWorld.org podcast. Again, I'm joined with Chris and Assis. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
It's an exciting morning. Chris, just go ahead.
I rolled out of bed and hear that Jurassic World was going to have a set visit on today's show, so I literally rolled out of bed, came out, threw it on record, and started watching, and what do you know, about 10 minutes later, a pretty lengthy visit to Jurassic World happens. I think it's probably runs around 5 minutes. They show quite a bit of footage. Some of it's stock footage from, like, the actual Hawaii sets. So they show, like, a little bit of footage of the filming. But then the Today Show host, she visited the New Orleans set. So she got to interview Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. And then she talked to Ty Simpkins and Nick Robinson a little bit. And you get to see a lot of the set. And they put together a really nice piece talking about Jurassic Park, its sequels, and the new movie. And there's just so much to take in right now. I'm having trouble to even figure out where to go next.
Yeah, so Chris has been posting the pictures, and we've retweeted them, so if you followed our Twitter, you will have seen them by now. Honestly, it looks amazing. It's everything I wanted it to be, and more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it looks really, really nice. I just actually, this very second, I posted a wide shot of the New Orleans set. So you can kind of see maybe what the set design of Main Street looks like.
Oh, God. Okay, let me just check that.
That looks fancy.
Oh, yeah, God, that really does.
It looks like Disney World, basically. And yeah. That's the set that they built in the parking lot of an abandoned Six Flags.
Jesus.
Like that's not a, like, they're not filming at a pre-existing location. Like, that's all fake. They just built it all in a parking lot.
You can see the banners up. A hell of a lot of money went into this film.
Yeah. The set design is fantastic. Like, I know that we were all really excited to see what Star Wars had to do, because, you know, their sets were, like, really, really gritty and just out of this world, and alien, which, because it's Star Wars, so that's not too surprising. But, we're looking at this, and this is an insane amount of detail.
It really is. It's exciting. I'm really surprised that Frank Marshall didn't tweet, you know, big things to come.
This is a really big surprise. This is probably the most they've ever shown. This is the most they've shown on the movie. This is the biggest thing that they've shown.
Without a doubt. They just showed us loads of pictures and sets and characters, and we've seen Ty in character now in costume. We've seen the map. Look, that woman holding the Isla Nublar map.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the pier. Yeah, we've got all the camera equipment. It's great seeing that picture. My favorite picture is Colin directing Chris Pratt. And it's, like, raining behind him, and there's, like, jungle. They're in a jungle.
Yeah, that's a really cool-looking one.
That's just exciting for me, man. That's just brilliant. And then the one that you tweeted below that of Colin on set with the Panavision, the camera behind it. I just
tweeted a picture of an IMAX theater, actually, as part of the set.
Let me retweet that. But the Jurassic World logo that you retweeted, I have to admit, that's looking much better.
It does look a lot better.
If you listen to the podcast before, you know that our view of the logo is, you know, it's not great. But the one that they used in the Today Show thing, that is good. I really like that.
I like it a lot.
It's JP3 to a new level. You know, it's the shiny metal, but it just looks great. It's shining. It's bright. And then, yeah, wow, this is an exciting morning.
Yeah, it really, I'm definitely just thrilled to see this stuff.
Okay, well, if you go on our website, JurassicWorld.org, if you haven't been on there already, you'll see the article that we've posted on this news, and that we've posted the video that the Today Show had. If it hasn't happened already, we're working on getting the whole video online for you guys to see. I haven't seen it myself, I've only seen the pictures that Chris has posted. Chris is the only one who's actually seen it.
I can't believe how much they showed, but, like, how much, like, nobody knew this was coming.
Yeah.
So it's just hard for me to even take that in. Like, oh, hey, there's a lot of really, you know, here's all this really awesome footage, some really great interviews, but it's completely secret.
Like, yeah, that's no so one... The fact that they obviously, the Today Show were there for a while, they were filming, and I'm surprised Frank Marshall didn't just tweet big things coming like he usually does.
Yeah, I guess maybe they wanted this one to be a surprise. I guess they just wanted people to be like, wait, what? There's set footage from Jurassic World? But I think that does show you that we're not always going to know what's coming. We're not always going to know when it's coming. And this is definitely probably kicking off a change of tone for how much they're going to be shown in the future. Like, we're probably going to be seeing a lot more from Jurassic World. I'm not saying, like, frequently, but, I mean, I think it's fair to say that, like, maybe some of the updates we see in the future won't be as minimal, which is definitely really fun.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I'm hoping. I mean, I don't want to get spoiled. At all.
No.
This doesn't really spoil anything. We knew this was going to be a big park. We knew it was going to be like Jurassic Park, but bigger. So it's not spoiling anything as such. There's no dinosaurs. It's good. I think it's really good. I think it's only fair that we get to see this kind of thing.
I would have definitely liked to see a dinosaur, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's really cool. Like, you get to see the Honolulu Zoo. Like, the picture of that extra holding the Isla Nublar map, she's in the Honolulu Zoo. You get to see the pier set that they filmed at. You get to see the Isla Nublar logos. You get to see, like, a bunch of different logos, the actors. There was a lot to see in this, and it was pretty cool. They put a lot of work together to make it just for this piece. Like, this was definitely not just, like, a small little set visit. Like, this is a big thing that they put together for Jurassic World, and that's what's really exciting.
Yeah, it is. I literally cannot wait to see the full video.
They showed a picture of Irfan Khan. He looks greedy and slick.
Yeah.
You see that picture? Yeah. There was another one I saw. It might have been in, like, the coming up on the Today Show. I could have sworn there was a better picture of him that wasn't in the actual running article. So I need to go back and, like, go through that. But yeah, no, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen, and just mix that with the reports that are coming, like, very few reports that are coming out of the New Orleans filming, but the reports that are coming out, it's exciting.
It is, and I think it's really good as well, is having, obviously, the first Jurassic Park, you had the two kids, brother and sister. I think having two brothers is a really interesting, like, you have that, you know, you got to have kids kind of thing, whatever. I think having two brothers is a really good thing, because they have a completely different relationship to a brother and a sister. And we know that they obviously go off by themselves and discover things. I think that's going to be a really interesting part of the film.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, the kids of the past movies, like obviously Jurassic Park 3, it really probably wasn't as strong as the other movies, so it makes people a little bit more worried. But, I am definitely looking forward to seeing how it's all going to play out. Oops, sorry, I need to silence my phone, apparently.
No worries. I think,
There we go.
While this is all incredibly exciting, there is a lot to talk about, so I'm going to move on slightly to the next thing. The licensing expo happened in Las Vegas a couple of days ago, and we got the first look at the... Well, it's a 3D logo with a T-Rex popping out.
Yeah, that was outsourced, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Facebook post of the guy who made it.
It kind of makes me a little happier because, I mean, it's a really cool logo and concept, but I feel like they threw it together very quickly. The T-Rex head looks pretty decent, but, like, it doesn't mesh with the logo. It doesn't really fit onto it. It's big. It's really cool, but, like, the background of the logo looks kind of like it looks like paper mache or something. Like, I don't know. It obviously wasn't, but, like, it wasn't very polished or shiny or really anything. It didn't look very clean cut. It was kind of made in a bit of a hurry, but the T-Rex head part of it was really cool.
Yeah.
I think go ahead.
No, you go, man.
I think for, like, a theater standee, it's going to be pretty, you know, epic for people just to walk by and look at. The kids will lose their minds and stuff.
I don't think it will be a theater standee, though.
Is it not? Okay.
No, it was just a one-off made by, I forget what company it was. Like, some sort of, like, the Universal approached them and said, hey, can you, it's like a prompt-making company. They said, hey, make us a logo. Because the biggest thing is the logo itself, the paint application wasn't very sharp. It was uneven, everything along those lines. It looked very painted rather than just, like, colors. And that was the biggest issue it had. It looked like something that was cast, molded, and painted rather than just the logo.
You can imagine they will use something like this at theaters because they always make a big deal of the movie that's out. You know, I don't know, I can't remember the movie, but there was, like, a whole walk-in cardboard thing that you could walk in. And I think it was The New Wizard of Oz, whatever that Oz film was.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't actually know.
In the UK, they had, like, a big walk-in cardboard thing, and it was, like, it was just a standee, but you could go all the way through it. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. You can imagine something like this for Jurassic World, because they really are pushing this film now.
Let's also do a better job than what they did with the Jurassic Park 3D IMAX poster. Do you guys remember that poster?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that was a crapshoot. I hated that thing.
Literally, like, the T-Rex itself was not the Jurassic Park T-Rex. I don't know what T-Rex was. Oh,
the mirror.
Yeah. That was probably one of the worst looking... And, like, I saw that in the theaters. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, is this, like, the Jurassic Park knockoff video game T-Rex? Like, did the intern make it and not realize they didn't have the real T-Rex? The teeth are coming out of its gums, for one thing, with, like, absolutely no...
It's amazing that they passed that.
I don't understand how they passed that, which sometimes makes me wonder about Universal's marketing team.
Yeah, well, they're clearly... So far, we've seen nothing and...
They're doing a better job. Although, like we've definitely complained about the logo on the Twitter and their website. It's low resolution and stretched bigger than what it should be, and it's also just kind of like plain looking. Yeah. So, like, I hopefully they are pulling together a team of enthusiastic experts.
I'm sure they are. So we had that 3D logo from the licensing expo, and I've actually. Managed to get hold of some items from the licensing expo. I've got a couple of the key rings, and there might be more in the bag. What I'm going to do is, when I've got them, I'm going to post them on the website so you can all see. It's pretty cool. It's pretty much just a little 3D key ring logo and a bag which has like it has the. You remember that Hasbro teaser shot that you posted, Chris?
Yeah, like the Mosasaur. That, when you showed me the picture before, I'm like, hey, that's. I'm pretty sure that's the Mosasaur.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the Mosasaur, but yeah, it's like the bluish scaled skin without the scutes. So yeah. You got it in the mail already?
No, it hasn't come yet, but as soon as it does, that's what I mean, I'll post it. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting. Stuff like that, it means they are starting the marketing and you know, things are really gearing up for the release of Jurassic World next year. We also got from the licensing expo, I think, was it Coming Soon?
Coming Soon was the one that broke all the information and pictures.
Yeah, they got pictures of... I'm looking on our website now, obviously, we post everything, but there's like a Discover the Dinosaurs poster with a brachia, or it looks like a brontosaurus, maybe.
Well, no such thing as a brontosaurus, so can't be that.
My apologies.
Let me see.
What is Brontosaurus then? Why is that wrong?
Because it was actually a misclassified dinosaur. Brontosaurus was actually just another dinosaur that was already discovered, and they thought it was a new species, but it wasn't. So they went with the previously discovered name.
Oh.
And for some reason, Brontosaurus... I mean, and they figured that out in like the 30s or 40s or something, I think. So the Brontosaurus name stuck for years.
It was in the Jurassic Park book.
Book?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see... It did stick. I'm looking at the picture. Maybe it's... See, it's got the body of a brach, but the head of, like... Almost like a Camarasaurus or something. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Maybe it's a Brontosaurus.
I don't think so, no.
They've looks like a young Stegosaurus.
There is definitely a Stegosaurus and a Triceratops.
Yeah, the Triceratops is lying down as well.
And,
You've got the... Ooh, under that, I've only just noticed this. There's, like, a Jurassic World... logo that's like, what does it say? Something Day. Can you see that?
It's something. I can't exactly. Oh, DNA. Altered DNA.
Yeah. Wonder. There's also a It's Feeding Time with a Mosasaur, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. You see the Mosasaur swimming with sharks about to eat a shark.
Yeah.
And you get a decent feel for the Mosasaur design there. I mean, because that's an original design. There's no way... There's no way that one's something that they just borrowed from, like, you know, the past archives or anything like that. So, you know, I'm not exactly convinced that the Triceratops, Stegosaurus, or Sauropod are exactly going to be representative, but I think that Mosasaur is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know that's a big dinosaur, plays a big part. There's also Mr. DNA is back, it looks like.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I never really expected that.
I think we talked about it in the past, like, oh, it'd be cool if Mr. DNA came back. But yeah, he's back. Advances in the gene
voiced him? Is his voice...
No, I believe that whoever voiced him
died not too long ago, unfortunately.
Yeah, hang on, I'll just check IMDb. I'm pretty sure that's the case. Greg Burson.
Also, while you're checking that, I just want to say, on Instagram, some guy went to the expo and whatnot, posted some pictures on his Instagram, but he also mentioned seeing like a preview show for Jurassic World where they showed like behind the scenes footage, which I wouldn't really see anyone mention before.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of that behind the scenes footage was actually what they showed on the Today Show today.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
maybe.
They showed footage that Today's Show didn't capture some of this footage, because a lot of the footage was like when they, you know, they only went to the New Orleans set, but they still showed footage from, you know, Hawaii and everything. So yeah. I imagine that some of that footage is probably what they utilized here. But,
Just to mention, the guy who voiced Mr. DNA unfortunately passed away in 2008, so either it plays a small part, or they've got somebody else to voice it, or I don't know.
But, oh, no, time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, that's really cool that he's coming back. It's one of the funniest things in Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's like a really kind of funny mascot type of character. Like, it kind of works. Like, yeah. It would really work, especially with what Jurassic World is. Having Mr. DNA present, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm just looking across. You got Jungle Rules. You've got like a what looks like the original Raptor from Jurassic Park.
I mean, that is the original Raptor. Like, I mean, that picture's from the original Jurassic Park. Like, don't pay attention to those designs because they are flat out borrowing from the past films.
Well, I don't know if it is from the original. I know which picture you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, the Jungle Rules one. That is.
Yeah, but I know which picture from the original Jurassic Park you're thinking of. It's that famous Raptor picture, but it doesn't. I don't think it's the right. I don't think it is that.
Yeah, I agree with Jack. It looks like a mix of the first Raptor and like the Lost World Raptor.
Well, the Lost World Raptor was the same body. I mean, they used the same.
I like the colors,
but the colors are different. I don't know. I'm not convinced that that's going to be representative of what we're seeing. Like, trust me, I get the feeling that we will see very Nublar-looking raptors, but I'm not convinced that that's actually representative.
Not sure. I mean,
because I mean, if you look at the pteranodons, you know, they're Jurassic Park 3, and then you look even further left and you see Jurassic Park 3 raptors. So I'm not too convinced over that. The fact that they have Jurassic Park 3 Raptors right over there to the left makes me feel like it's probably temporary. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they still sell it, but it's probably temporary.
Well, I get you, but that picture of the Raptor under Jungle Rules is not the picture from Jurassic Park, the famous Raptor picture.
Yeah, it's hard to say, though. Like, I couldn't tell you, though, has this piece of art existed before that? Like, you know, has it been on t-shirts in the past? Like, it's hard to say whether or not they borrowed it from something in the past or not, because it's been so long. I couldn't exactly say. Maybe someone listening to this could say, you know what, I've seen that exact image before, and then they'll pull it out of some weird making of book, or, you know, it's some sort of clip art that they created 20 years ago that's been around. It's hard to say. Or, yeah, I mean, it's hard to say.
On the right of that, they've got Destination Jurassic, and they've got like a mountainous thing with a almost see-through Jurassic World logo, which reminds me of all the artwork that Nate's been creating for Jurassic Dune.
Yeah, exactly. I like that Destination Jurassic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you've got those three logos. You've got the amber, and then you've got like a looks like a snowy mountainous.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Yeah.
And then it's got. Then you have another one with amber, and then there's another one that's green. I can't tell what it says, but part of me wonders if that green one's the D-Rex.
Maybe, because it doesn't look like a raptor, does it?
It's not a raptor, because if you look at the close-up, you can see its feet. It does not have raptor claws.
Wait, it's just in the under. Oh yeah, it's definitely not a raptor.
It sort of looks like an allosaur, but it isn't, so I'm going to say that's probably our D-Rex. It's got longer arms, it's sort of like built like an allosaur, but, you know, it's not an allosaurus, so I'm going to say that's probably our D-Rex, probably.
I guess time will tell again.
Yeah, I get the feeling that that's what it is. I might be wrong, but I can't figure out what it would be otherwise, unless there's some sort of other carnivorous theropod in Jurassic World that's new to the...
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's exciting. I mean, we haven't seen really any other pictures from the licensing expo, but yeah, it's exciting. And then obviously in the same article we posted, Colin tweeted a picture of. He just said all it said was knights, and it's a shadow of something.
There's a lot of speculation about what it was. I originally thought it was the D-Rex. It's not.
No, I've heard it's not as well. Like you said before, there's been a lot of speculation about what it might be. It could be the Mosasaur.
Well, it's
I don't know how, but you know, it kind of, somebody suggested that it's got the bottom jawline of a mosasaur. At least from what we've seen. But I've heard it's definitely not the D-Rex.
Well, I mean, someone went on record to say what it was on JP Legacy, who's part of the set. It's not the D-Rex. It's been said by quite a few extras and people on Jurassic Park Legacy who were part of the filming, or the friends were, something like along those lines. But either way, it's been said that it's a skeleton that's part of the set, a display skeleton.
Yeah, that's what
sort of like the original movie, but this one's outside. The species might be out there of what it is, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, it's pretty cool either way. It's a good image. Like, that's the kind of tease that I really like. You know, because it doesn't spoil much, but it shows. I mean, it showed the set. You know, look at that, like, kind of really fancy looking lamp on the ground next above it.
Oh yeah, and you can kind of see actually in some of the pictures I posted from the set visit, you can see that the ground kind of follows that pattern, so you can tell it's part of the same set. You can kind of see the picture when I think Ty and Nick are running away, and you see the wide shot. You can kind of get the idea of what it looks like there. And
it's incredibly Disney World, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very Disney World,
which I'm really happy about. That's cool, because that kind of thing that goes wrong is just going to be such a because it's a catastrophic event, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Just like seeing all the different extras, and it's really cool because if you look hard enough, you'll see a lot of the extras like wearing shirts that say like Jurassic World and different things along those lines. So it's pretty exciting to see, like, they really established a real living, breathing world and universe for this movie, and it's gonna be a lot of fun to see it in action.
Yeah, it really is. The other bit of news that I've written down here. Okay, so we also posted something we haven't talked about on the podcast yet. Is we posted an in-depth look at Chris Pratt's shack on Isla Nublar, which is where he lives.
Yeah, can we back up? Because we missed something from the licensing expo.
Did we?
Yes.
Go ahead, man.
The T-Rex that's in kind of like the middle bottom, that's very uniquely colored.
Yeah.
I've heard some speculation about that T-Rex.
Wait, sorry, from the Jungle Rules?
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the right, the gold thing?
No, underneath, right?
No, well, yeah, the gold one looks pretty cool, because that's like your classic T-Rex. I mean, I think it's fair to say, even from the poster and the net gold T-Rex, we're probably going to see our original Jurassic Park T-Rex, like with like the brownish colors rather than the green colors, which is pretty exciting. I hope that's the case. I always like the look of the original Jurassic Park T-Rex over the sequels.
Yeah.
So I hope we get to see the original look returning, at least in terms of colors. I mean, I'm sure it'll be something different, but it'll basically hit the note that the original movie did. I think that was a cooler looking T-Rex.
And you were talking about the Rex below that.
The clip art looking Rex with a very unique looking color scheme. What do you guys think that is? I mean, I think it's a T-Rex. I don't think it's a D-Rex, but I still don't think they pulled that color scheme out of nowhere.
It looks like a cutout. I don't know. It just looks like a silly piece of merchandise they'd have in the shop or something.
Yeah, maybe, but you don't. I've got reason to believe that the color scheme, like when I saw that, like, I'm like, no, that's the T-Rex, but what's up with that color scheme? I think I even like said like right away, like, you know, I don't think that's what the D-Rex looks like, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the T-Rex using the D-Rex color scheme.
As just a universal kind of just
different. Yeah, as in, like, you know, that's not exactly to the T, but I wouldn't be very surprised if, like, we find out that the D-Rex itself uses kind of, like, silvers and whites and grays and blacks and reds.
Yeah, certainly
as its color scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when it's not camouflaging in, it has maybe a very, because, I mean, its name, Diabolus or Diablus, however you want to say, I mean, it basically translates to the Demon King dinosaur.
Yeah, maybe, actually, that's quite an interesting theory, Chris, because those colors you would associate with, like, you know, like a demon.
Yeah. Something. Actually, did you see Dinosaur Revolution, the T-Rex?
No.
No.
Google it real quick. Dinosaur Revolution T-Rex.
Was that a film?
It was a documentary type thing.
Oh, wow, that looks like a ghost. That's
so
creepy.
Notice that it kind of uses whites and blacks and reds. I mean, they're more subdued.
Red eyes. Ugh, that looks weird. It looks like a rock.
Yeah, I don't like the texture on it at all. Like, there are some talented artists who worked on it, but the CG execution wasn't that great here. I'm sending a picture of what I'm talking about in general over the Facebook chat.
I don't know why, but the color scheme looks really familiar. I can't remember where I saw this.
Like Walking with Dinosaurs or something, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it on something JP-related before.
I'm trying to think. The Diabolus? I mean, the
Carnotaurus toy that didn't come out but was supposed to?
Because we never got to see the colors on. No, wait, we did. I uncovered them. We did. I did that. Where do I have those pictures? I can look at the pictures. They're really tiny. I don't know. But, yeah, the color scheme itself, it's definitely like, you know, if that is the color scheme for the D-Rex, I could really see it working because it's scary. It's still believable. Like, in that clip art, it might look a little ridiculous, but the reason why I brought up that Dinosaur Revolution T-Rex is because you can see how it might be executed in reality. The way it's got, like, a reddish-brownish body color with, like, a white face with, like, black rings in the skull to make it almost look very ghostly and everything like that. Like, it's very stylized, but it still could exist in the real world. So that's maybe what I'm expecting to see for our D-Rex. And plus, I mean, if you look at most modern dinosaur art, they're colorful and crazy looking. So they could take the chance to make the D-Rex sort of represent maybe modern dinosaur art.
Guys, just do me a favor. Just have a look what I just tweeted on the J-World Twitter. It was a reply to Ovi. Somebody did a close-up of the toys that are in the video. And you can see the Raptor Claw thing above it.
I was just looking at
it. Oh, it's Hasbro. There's a Hasbro logo on it.
Yeah, but below that, the one that says Dino Showdown, I'm pretty sure that's the Jurassic World logo on that box.
Where?
That's a close-up of it. He's pulling the toy out of the Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Box set. Behind that, it looks like the same packaging, but then all of a sudden that looks like a Jurassic World
logo. Oh, there is one. Hold on, can you give me a second? Can I walk away for a second?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you guys keep talking. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go pull my package in and see what it could be.
Okay. What do you think it is, Assis? It looks like the same toy, but with a Jurassic World logo.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm gonna say it's the same box, except that the logo section's been covered with the Jurassic World logo and metal background.
Yeah. They're probably, as I said, it's probably just a background prop. Having let's throw some toys in, it makes the shop look busy. And obviously the Jurassic World toys are not finished yet, but it's pretty cool. And the Raptor Claw above it, that actually looks, that seems like an official toy.
Yeah, you know that Raptor Claw one? I'm gonna say that's legit. Just cause that stupid, that dinosaur color thing at the back of the box, right?
Yeah.
Looks kind of similar to the Hasbro thing.
Okay, so that's really confusing because the Allosaur that we see, hold on. That box doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, that is the Jurassic World logo. It looks like they just probably slapped it on.
Yeah, that's what he said. He says they reckon he just stuck it on.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit with other boxes.
I can show you. I'm going to recreate that picture so you can kind of get the feeling of what they did.
Okay. But yeah, I'd imagine then, literally, let's throw in some... You know, they're doing the gift shop. Like in Jurassic Park, they're not going to show much of it. It's just sort of in the background. They have a few characters in there. So they just grab the latest Jurassic Park toys, throw a Jurassic World logo on it, and the audience wouldn't even... I mean, we wouldn't even tell. It would be so...
Well, if you look at the thing above it, that's definitely our first look at probably Jurassic World prototype toys from Hasbro.
Yeah, definitely.
The Raptor Claws?
Yeah.
Because that's completely brand new packaging. It's got a Hasbro logo on it. So it's not like... You know, it's not like just some sort of generic, like, Universal Studios toy type of thing that they've had in the past.
No, yeah, that's Jurassic World. And if you think about it, you know, Raptor Claw is not, like, a difficult thing for them to make as a toy. Like, you know, if they were to make the D-Rex, they'd have to wait for ILM to finish the design, so it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. They could get the Raptor Claws out very quickly.
I'd buy that.
So... Yeah, I think this is our first look at a Jurassic World toy.
Yeah,
Fuck yeah! That's awesome.
I need to figure out... I'm going to tweet that reply so you can see that the packaging was indeed changed. But yeah, no, that's really exciting to see, like, the raptor claws, and I wonder what else is in there, because I'm sure there's more than just the Pachyrhino and Allosaurus and then raptor claws from Hasbro. Like, I'm sure, like, I mean, I did see, I guess, the smaller 2013 toys as well. But did you guys happen to catch anything else in that video? Like, I'm sure if we pour over it.
Same section of the video, right behind the three people, there's the two dinosaur cutouts. I don't know, it could be just generic, but I feel like they could fit the color scheme, super brown.
Yeah, hang on, let me have a look at them. I noticed that in the thing. It's probably just background artwork, but
it could be... There's Stegosaurus and some... I don't know. I'm not good with dinosaurs, I'm not sure.
Chris is the dinosaur guy.
Yeah.
What are we looking for, and what?
In the gift shop, where they're interviewing Chris and Bryce. In the background, there's like cardboard cutouts stuck on the wall. It might be an indication of color schemes.
Oh, let me see.
Dude, there is like Jurassic World sunglasses. There is everything.
It's madness. I wish that we can get this video in HD.
Yeah, come on, Today Show.
Like,
together. Jurassic World hats. I said, yeah, okay. I'm just watching the video again. There's just everything.
Yeah, there's a lot to pour over. I mean, even like the Today Show set visit, like there's things to catch. There's probably so many little details in it. Like, okay, hold on. Let me, options full screen. How is there not options quality?
Crazy.
Okay, I see the Triceratops in the background. I can't tell what color it is, to be honest with you. Oh, look at that. Are those little to the side? Are those little Dimorphodon stuffed animals?
T-shirts.
Jurassic World hat.
Puzzles in the background. Looks like some puzzles, maybe? Is that lunchboxes?
Lots of Hasbro toys, actually. If you look in the back, it looks like they...
Those are the JP dinosaur toys, aren't they?
Yeah, I bet you people really want those toys now that they're going to be in the movie. They actually... For people wondering, the toys that they showed, the one that he pulled out of the packaging, that's not a toy of him. It was actually sculpted in 2009, meant for release in 2011. It got canceled and then eventually released in 2013 in a minimal release to Toys R Us exclusively. You can still maybe find it in some of the stores and online. But the two toys that they put out was a Pachyrhinosaurus and an Allosaurus. And the art itself all existed. The only thing they changed was the logo. Originally, it was a big Jurassic Park logo. Like, the logo that we've been seeing for the past few years, like the original Jurassic Park logo, but in the Jurassic Park 3 color scheme. But yeah, no, those toys exist. They're out there. You can get them now if you want to. They're pretty nice.
Yeah, man. I mean, we just gave one away. Assis donated the other dinosaur. I can't pronounce the other dinosaur.
Pachyrhinosaurus.
Yeah, Chris gave away. Oh, yeah, Chris, I saw your image.
Yeah. See, and you can see the difference of the logo right there.
Without a doubt, they've stuck the Jurassic World logo on then.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at those toys, because it looks like there's a vehicle up there. Actually, when they're talking in the background, there's definitely a vehicle on top of the Hasbro display logo. It looks sort of like a Jeep, and then it looks like there's standing dinosaurs behind it.
Oh, God, man.
There's so much to take in. Can they put this damn video up in HD? Like,
we should ask them. Should we do a tweet today?
We could. Okay, those are the raptor claws.
Will the Jurassic World video... Will the full Jurassic World video go online in HD? Should I say that?
Yeah, say that. You know what's weird? Oh, no, I think those are Jurassic World logos.
This is good. This is a good day.
Damn straight.
Let me just, while we're investigating, let me just quickly talk about what we were going to talk about. So we thanks to our friend Raptor Rex, we were able to release some images that exist of the Owen's Shack on Isla Nublar, and you can see them on our website. It's pretty cool. It's the same location seen in the official images that were released of Chris and Bryce and blah blah blah. It's pretty cool. It's a cool location. It's very interesting.
I need to double check to make sure this is true and not the same the gift shop video.
Yeah.
The whole thing is on the Today Show website.
Oh God, really?
Apparently so. And by the way, I think the quality just increased on my stream by like choosing a spot on the gift shop video and then like clicking on it. And
maybe it's one of those auto-adjust.
I've got a really good picture of the Raptor Claws, Chris Pratt, in the Jurassic World logo. And it's definitely the Mosasaur. And once again, the scutes are red again. Here, I'm going to pull up the website address. Let me see.
Okay, yeah, the full video is online.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Do you want to just take a break real quick? Like, we'll cut the break out so you can post it.
Yep.
Okay.
So this is like a detective edition of the Jurassic World podcast.
It really is. Right, hang on. I got to put my sound up. Do you want to quit this call or should we just stay on the call?
We can stay on the call.
Okay, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god, it's not playing.
Where's the link? I can't find it.
We're back.
Oh, god, fuck. I missed it.
What happened?
On the front.
We're back with a first look at the highly anticipated movie, Jurassic World.
I can't find it.
Contributing correspondent, Jenna Bush Hager.
The Jurassic World theme park gifts.
That was fucking great.
Right, so you can catch.
Okay, I don't know. That's something else. That's special.
Fuck me, dude. That is great.
I know, right? Isn't the whole thing just like...
We're back with a first look at the highly anticipated movie.
I'm just so unbelievably excited.
Yeah. If we get nothing else until, I don't know, the trailer, I'm okay with that. That's going to hold me over for a while.
Yeah, I have to admit, to be honest with you, that's enough for now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm just going to straight up say it. This movie is going to... It's going to be better than any other Jurassic Park movie. I'm just going to say it.
Do you know what? You know, I don't think you're wrong, man. I was worried. You know, they pump a hell of a lot of money in. They're trying to reboot something which kind of has died off a little bit. You know, yeah. It's dodgy. It's risky, especially with... I love Colin Trevorrow, but with a director who's done so little work before. It's a huge risk, but from what I'm seeing and the way they're approaching it, the way they're going about everything, it sounds damn amazing. And obviously Spielberg is like one of the best in the business. He's not going to approve a script which is that bad. They already had an experience with JP3.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been trying to do that for years. I mean, like with Jurassic Park 4, I mean, that's why it kept not happening, because they tried to, you know, they really needed a script and a story that was good.
They were probably going with, like, you know, ideas that were like, oh, some people, I don't know, go back to sauna and I don't know.
Yeah, I think one of the things that he's been pushing for a while is, with almost all the rumors that we've heard for years, it's been a return to Nublar. So I think he realized, hey, you know what, let's go back to the first island. People want to see the first island. He probably realized there are a lot of cool visuals too.
Well, I don't think it's just that, because the John Sayles script, Return to Nublar, I think what they were looking for was someone to come in and say, look, you can't have abandoned places anymore. You got to have a new Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, a new setting. There's definitely, I mean, I think that's the two things that he wanted. Probably, like, a completely new start, but at the same time, a return to the original location. So, ironically, we get a return to the original location as a brand new start.
Which is incredibly exciting.
It's perfect, honestly. I cannot wait to see the original locations, however they show up, whatever they are. I can't wait to see them.
If they do, we know we're seeing
something.
We
won't talk about that.
We don't know much, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to rely on nostalgia much, in the sense of, look, here's loads of, here's the gates, here's the thing, here's this, here's that. I think we'll just see, like, one thing. Because they would have just removed it from the island.
Well, I don't know, because there's actually entire, like, lands of Disney World, I forget what area it is in Disney World, that closed, and they didn't remove it. It's just all overgrown. You can like sneak into it and explore, like, this ghost town reclaimed land at Disney World that's, like, been taken over by, like, the Florida wildlife again.
But then judging by the map that we've seen and everything, it looks like everything's almost built on top of the original Jurassic Park, other than the far left of the map.
It's really hard to say, because, I mean, there's obviously dinosaur enclosures in there, and honestly, like, I mean, that map's kind of abbreviated, so it's very possible that there's even ruins inside of, like, different enclosures. If it just wasn't important to take down, there might be things left here and there.
Yeah. Who knows, man? Who knows at the end of it? But, yeah, this is, this is sick. I'm so excited now. That video was awesome, and obviously by now, the time you're listening to this podcast, you would have seen the video. If you haven't, oh my god, go on our website.
Yeah, you gotta go see this right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything you've been wanting to see for Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. If you've been complaining that, like we all have, that they're not showing enough or we're not getting enough of a tease, this is perfect.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. I love it. I mean, it would have been cool to know that it was coming, but at the same time, it was just really weird waking up not expecting this and then just like rolling out of bed and then watching Jurassic World set visit.
Can you imagine if we didn't know that it was coming and we were recording this podcast and as soon as we finished, somebody sent a link?
Someone sent us the link like after we had finished. Oh my, that would have been like...
That would suck.
That would have been just a tragedy.
Yeah, it would have. Okay, so let me just quickly cover over a few other things. So Jurassic World is obviously filming in New Orleans, and we now have confirmation that Vincent Assis, can you pronounce his surname?
D'Onofrio?
Yeah, D'Onofrio is in New Orleans. There's pictures of him now with a it looked like a baby croc or something. He was holding
a little baby gator.
Yeah. So that's cool, cuz people were worried he hadn't showed up in any pictures. But, you know, I guess he doesn't have Instagram, so why would he?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, we would have never known, like, Lauren Lapkus was in Jurassic World if we hadn't seen her activity on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, she's not in any of the pictures, but she was there filming, so, I mean... Or, hell, I mean, Omar Sy, we wouldn't really know that he was there.
Oh, do you know, we haven't seen B.D. Wong either.
We haven't seen B.D. Wong or Omar Sy. And it's weird because they said Omar Sy is supposed to be like Chris Pratt's buddy and best friend and everything along those lines. But, I mean, maybe he doesn't come into the story until later on.
Maybe not. Yeah, but I'm not worried about that now. I've seen enough from this video, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I definitely saw there's a lot. I think the things that I kind of want to see now, I mean, like, they showed us, like, the New Orleans set. I just want to see some pictures of it, some nice detailed pictures where you can really kind of like finally like take it all in, soak it all in. And I mean, I don't want to necessarily see the dinosaurs yet. I would like to see a tease of a dinosaur at some point. I would like to see a picture of a tease of a dinosaur, mainly an animatronic, because I mean, and that's the thing that we're all waiting for, is the dinosaurs. I don't want to see them completely spoiled. I don't want to see, like, it'd be cool to see what the T-Rex or the Raptor looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're holding that because that is truly what everyone's waiting for. And plus, I think they obviously... The dinosaurs in the first Jurassic Park were a surprise. What was it? They didn't show up until, like, 40 minutes in or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. I guarantee you'll see more of them this time around. But
I think that's the surprise. That's what people wait for. And I think they're right in not... You know, oh look, here's the T-Rex on set, here's the Raptor.
Plus,
on set.
I mean, yeah, we know they're using more CG around this time around, so I'm not sure how many animatronics they actually have.
Yeah.
Can we mention? I'm not going to say the user's name, even though they're posted on JP Legacy. They didn't. They weren't the ones to reveal it. It got revealed. I think on IMDb, and then a few other extras tweeted about it. But can we talk about the Dimorphodons?
Yeah. I mean,
hold on. Can we talk about cut out what I just said. Can we talk about the flying reptiles and now we're going to say what they were?
Sorry, refresh my memory on that.
Are we going to talk about the flying reptiles then?
I don't know. What flying reptiles?
Dimorphodons.
Oh. As in the Martin Cavill thing?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, go ahead, man. Sorry, for fuck's sake, when it was written as Dimorphodon, I read it as
Dimitrodon.
Yes, and I was like, he's playing a little scuttering lizard-like dinosaur. How odd! I'm sorry, man. I've been so busy. I was just like, I glanced at it and was like, oh, weird.
Okay. No. Yeah. So here's the thing. We've known that extras were running from pterodactyls for a while. We finally figured out what the species was. A bunch of people started tweeting about it, as well as an actor's IMDb page got updated. The actor's name is, I believe, Martin Kleba?
Known from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Yeah, exactly. And he's listed as doing stunt work, as well as playing motion capture for a Dimorphodon in Jurassic World. The Dimorphodon, it's a species of flying reptile. It's definitely a smaller species, but it's a really interesting species of flying reptile. And extras were tweeting about seeing him jumping on people's backs and, like, kind of, like, doing stunt work and also, like, attacking people and everything along those lines. So we, there was a lot of speculation, like, is the Dimorphodon news true? And more people came out and said, yeah, Dimorphodon, I saw its head on a stick, you know, as we were supposed to run away from, run away from the flying, you know, pterodactyls, pteranodons. They said, you know, I saw a Dimorphodon head on a stick. And then someone else mentioned they saw a light pass where they brought out a maquette of a Dimorphodon and they brought the camera around it and threw the light on it so they knew how to light the CG model. And they said it was really cool looking, the Dimorphodon itself, because they brought out like a full-on sculpture of it on set for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering why we don't have pictures about this, someone detailed exactly what they're doing. They're putting stickers over the cameras of everyone's phones. This is known. However, the stickers, if they're removed, the word void comes up on it. Even if you put it back on, the sticker would then say void, and then they'll take your phone.
And apparently they've been checking everyone's phone.
They've been checking, and also there was reports of there being extras who were actually plants who worked for security. So they had extras acting like extras. I mean, they had security members acting like extras to keep an eye on people taking pictures.
Which, again, that's fair because of the secrecy they're trying to have. It's well extreme, but these days, after what we've seen from the first day of filming of Jurassic World with the zoo, that there were so many pictures that were leaked from that.
I mean, there might be pictures leaking eventually because someone had mentioned that they had cameras as props, and they overheard extras. Apparently, the cameras had batteries in them, like they're operational.
Yeah.
And they overheard extras talking about sticking their own SD cards in the camera.
Yeah.
And taking actual pictures. Apparently, Universal caught on to that very quickly, and like the next day, all the cameras had the batteries removed and the SD like slots blocked or something along those lines.
Yeah. I heard
but
that
there's
as well.
A chance that there might be pictures online somewhere from the set. I don't see anybody posting them this time, this early. I see them posting them down the line, like once everything's kind of revealed. That way they're not really in harm's way. But eventually, I mean, I just like the idea of seeing behind the scenes photos. Hopefully no one's going to spoil anything now. Eventually, once everything's out there and in the open, it would be cool to see some pictures. But that's, if you're wondering why there aren't pictures, that's why.
I think you're right, though. I think that's enough for me. Like, this video, while it's only just come out, like, I'm pretty content with waiting. Although, no, I don't want to wait, but I'm pretty happy with not being spoiled anymore.
I'm really excited about the fact that there's Dimorphodons in the movie. And
that's a cool bit of news. I have to admit, like, they've never done motion capture work with a human for a dinosaur. That's really cool.
That's
Planet of the Apes. That's futuristic. I'm glad they're doing that. It makes it seem like they're really putting the effort in to make these dinosaurs as real as possible.
Yeah, they're going to be using CG, but there's still a practical element to even filming them. So it's going to be really interesting to see that. And for people who are wondering, those who have been, like, you know, on set, some people have seen, apparently they've seen maps with the entire dinosaur list. They said there's still quite a few surprises that we don't know about online.
Yeah, I did hear that. I think that was tweeted as well or something. That's good. I'm glad.
So that's exciting. I mean, yeah, we know the Mosasaurs in the licensing expo footage. I mean, not footage, pictures. So that's not much of a surprise anymore. And plus, it leaked before that. We know the D-Rex. We really don't know too much about the D-Rex. It's still going to be, like, exciting because it's like, oh, we know the name of a dinosaur. But the reality is we have no idea what dinosaur really looks like. So we'll see what the D-Rex looks like eventually. So that's like seeing another new dinosaur, Dimorphodon. And then really, that's just the rest of it's a mystery at this point. We know, like, Gallimimus is returning. That's actually in the licensing expo photos as well. Gallimimus, I think we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, but that's almost a given with it being a recreation of the, you know, what the first part was supposed to be. We knew we'd see a Gallimimus again. It's very iconic now.
Yeah, I mean, Gallimimus Valley. I mean, as soon as we saw that Nublar map, we knew that it was coming back.
We knew Nublar that it was coming back. We knew. That was awful.
That was terrible. That was
really, really bad.
That was bad.
I might even consider cutting that one out. I'm embarrassed.
No, let's stay in.
I'd like to walk away now. And
yeah, it's too late. It's out there. Well, it's going to be out there. We're going to make sure that it's out there.
Last thing I want to mention is just our friend Raptor Rex, who shared a number of images with us before. Really nice guy. I was chatting with him this morning, and basically he's got hold of some really exciting, rare things from the original Jurassic Park and from the previous three films. And what we're going to do is we're opening a section of our website called The Vault, which is like the InGen Archives. I tweeted before, hashtag InGen Archives, with a little tease of what we're gonna be showing off. Just some really rare things from the original franchise. You know, pictures, images, maps that have not been seen before, that kind of thing. And we're just going to post them under the hashtag InGen Archives just for you. Kind of like the way that Jurassic June has done, you know, we've released some images from Phil Tippett that have never been seen before, that kind of thing. We just want to almost keep that going and store it all on our website. We just thought it'd be a really cool thing to do. So look out for them. That's going to be coming soon.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool to see a lot of different things. Because I bet you a lot of things we might have seen as we were kids, but actually kind of, it just isn't on the internet anymore, and it's kind of been lost to our memories.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun to see exactly what the press kit looked like. And, you know, it'd be really cool so we can eventually get a Jurassic World press kit. But that's down the line.
I mean, yeah, Jurassic World, man, I'm very excited.
Jurassic World really looks like it's going to be like the sequel that we waited for a very long time. Like, this is like the full-on, this is the sequel that we all played out in our heads as kids with our toys.
It is.
It's so ideal.
It really is, and I just can't wait. Assis, or anything else?
No, I think we've covered it a lot.
We have. This is our most exciting podcast yet. I would definitely say that.
Absolutely. Detective Edition. Yeah. Special.
It was. It was funny. The whole time I was like, well, I mean, I had this list and there was nothing new to talk about other than things that have been posted already. And then as soon as this happened, I was like, wow, this is going to be a good podcast. We've got a lot to discuss.
Yeah. Totally fun.
There is a ton. I mean, I still feel like we just need a time to do a podcast so that we can just, like, talk about our impressions, our wants, our, you know, just really just sit down and kind of talk about the movie again. Because lately we've been just stuck covering news, basically, so we definitely need one where we can sit down and talk about it again like we did with the first one eventually.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I think I think today's was almost supposed to be that, and then we got this huge bit of news, which is awesome. But I think after this, I have to admit, after this Today Show video, I think there's going to be a dry spell, which is completely understandable and fair because they've just shown us a hell of a lot, and main websites are yet to pick up on it, so it's going to be floating around for weeks.
Yeah, we definitely have said that this is probably what's going to hold us over until Comic Con. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm more than happy with that. Universal, I know you tune in daily whenever we record, but you know, this is good. Today was good.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot going on right now, and I mean, hopefully we'll see a website maybe for Jurassic World within a month or two. I think we saw the final logo actually in that licensing expo poster.
Well, the super shiny one with the thick edges.
Yeah, the licensing expo poster, the one that had the font was different, I believe.
Oh my god, again with the fonts.
But wasn't the font different, Jack?
Wait, I'm trying to find it. What logo? What are you talking about?
I'll tweet it.
Sorry?
I'll tweet it with you guys in the thing, hang on.
Okay. Unless it's on Coming Soon's website. No, it's not. Yeah, tweet me that. I don't know if I've seen that.
Okay, top. I hope that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Am I crazy or is that different?
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's not the original font.
That's different than the one that we've had, because look, the font's actually shadowed now. So I'm going to say that's...
What is with all these fucking logos, man? That's not... I hope that's not the final one. I hope the final one is the one that they used in that Today Show video, because that was damn good.
I don't know, but the font... This font looks better, because it's actually shadowed. The Today Show one looked like the logo that we had already, but cleaner and in higher resolution.
Yeah.
I can check my timeline on Twitter.
I'm just looking down now.
I'm literally comparing both logos, and I can't see the difference in font. It's the same thing.
No. Wait, between which one? The Today Show logo and...
Oh, man, that's way different. What are you talking about?
No, wait, you guys are smoking something. What are you talking about? It's the same thing.
No, but look at the one that the poster that he posted, and then the logo that I posted. The logo that I posted still looks too flat. The one that he posted, like, from the licensing expo, actually has trim around the Jurassic World logo that actually makes it look 3D. And the letters pop out 3D, so I like those.
Yes, Yeah, okay, that looks good. I prefer the one that you posted just because it looks better. It just looks cooler, shinier, brighter.
The one that he posted probably is just as bright and shiny. It's just
because it's a dark crappy picture.
The picture's probably just really crappy and low resolution. I mean, it looks like someone like captured it through an aquarium. Like, for real. Like, why did no other pictures come out of those, like, was Coming Soon allowed to post those pictures, or was it, like, an exclusive, like, kind of like, okay, you could post these two kind of low-resolution pictures of, like, what we had there?
Yeah, I imagine it was something like that.
Because otherwise, you know...
Nah, I'm just calling out here, man. That logo that you posted, Chris, the one from the Today Show video, look at it, it's so cool.
It's like how clean it is. I still like the other logo more.
I
like the cleanliness of the logo, but like the one that I like the one on the poster now. I mean, that poster's still a little plain, but I guess it's a teaser poster. And that one I can handle. It's not on a concrete background anymore.
Yep. Yeah, it does look better.
Wait, you guys are literally sitting there and telling me this logo is different.
Yes. Okay, look at the edges where it says Jurassic World on the one that I posted. There's no trim. There's no trim alongside. There's no like 3D trim.
I see that. That looks cool. And there's talking about the font. Is the font the real font?
And then the one that you posted has the 3D trim, and also the letters are shadowed to pop out in 3D. And I want to say the letters are slightly different, but maybe I'm just mistaking the shadowing for the difference.
Okay, yeah, I can see the difference now. Yeah, okay.
So, and also, there's the trim on the entire logo. It looks a little bit more 3D. It makes the entire logo pop. Also, looks like the T-Rex is shadowed a little bit more, so once again, the T-Rex pops out more from the background. Everything just looks a little bit like the Jurassic World logo that we've had this entire time looks very flat. Like literally, it just looks like a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
With this, it looks like it's a lot more like it looks like a 3D logo finally again. So I like it a lot more.
Okay, but it's very obvious that there is not a final logo that's been
unless the
confirmed.
Licensing expo.
Unless the licensing expo is one, but again, that's just an early poster that could be just okay, let's use this logo. You know, we don't know what's official until there's a poster or until there's a press release with the logo.
Exactly. No, this is all part of the podcast because I think people would get a kick out of it.
Oh yeah, I mean, we called it and then it was like, well, actually we're having a pretty intense debate right now.
Yeah, so. This is what we live for these podcasts.
Yeah, these are funny. But we are well over an hour now.
Cut the smoking joke out of it, though.
Oh, of course, yeah. I think we're good, though. I think we should call it there.
Yeah, I think so as well.
We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. We certainly have. What an amazing day for Jurassic World news.
Yeah, there's been so much that's happened. I hope that we can, you know, just kind of maybe have another podcast where we can just kind of talk about things a little more casually, but at the same time, I definitely like, you know, when we have these podcasts, that means that there's been a lot to talk about, and that's also a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if you want us to do another podcast sooner rather than in 2 weeks where we just sort of discuss news quietly, just give us a tweet, and then we'll probably go ahead, because it is fun.
Yeah, give us something to debate about.
Literally, I was watching that Today Show video, and I was just getting so excited. Like, I've not been that excited for this movie so far. I was watching the video, and I was just like, I don't know. I was just getting incredibly excited. I was just gripping my desk and just like, oh my god, this is so good.
It gave chills.
It really did. So yeah, bring on Jurassic World. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and we will see you next time.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye bye.
Or talk to you soon. You know.